This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Americans spend an average of $1,100 a year on clothes. That's less than a laptop. And a lot of that is spent on so-called fast fashion. That's super cheap disposable clothes in the latest styles. That's the subject of Overdressed, a new book by Elizabeth Klein. I caught up with Klein in New York's Fashion District, and we began the interview near a Kmart. A shopping trip there was part of what inspired her book.
In the summer of 2009, I was actually in a Kmart in Astor Place, which is in Manhattan, and walked in and saw that a pair of shoes that I liked was on sale for an astonishing $7 a piece. And I ended up clearing the entire store out of my size. So I actually bought 7 pairs of shoes that day.
And what happened to the shoes?
Oh, you know, they fell apart within a couple of weeks. And I think that actually they went out of style before I could wear them all. So I've still got a couple of pairs clogging my closet.
How did you get from there to wanting to write this book? Because it sounds like you're consuming the way that a lot of us are right now.
Right. I started looking into it and realized that Americans are now buying a little over 1 garment per week. So it's not just me. I think that most Americans are trapped in this cycle of buying a lot of clothing for very little money. And I really just wanted to delve into why that is and what's happened in the fashion industry that's created this situation.
And it does seem, though, like especially right now, since the recession, that there has been such a huge focus on sales and markdowns and fashion being cheaper than ever. I mean, how does that sort of affect the industry right now?
People should be looking at clothes as an investment. I think that that's what's different about this recession is that you would think that people would say, I actually want to spend my money on something that's going to last. But instead, it's made us just more even deal conscious, and we have become even cheaper. And I think part of the reason why is because we have really killed off the middle market of the fashion industry over the last 10 to 20 years. So I see where consumers are coming from because there aren't a lot of options out there anymore.
What would that mean for consumers? Like if someone's maybe interested in changing the way that they shop, what's a good way to start?
Well, there are so many different things, you know, just a handful would be supporting local designers. Designers, when they're starting up, honestly, they don't have the capital to produce overseas. So a lot of them are producing in our communities. So support them, you know, help them thrive. I would also say that people should use their tailors and their seamstresses in their community. Get your shoes repaired. Take care of what you own. And then lastly, I would say, take that $1,100 a year that Americans spend on average on clothes and buy less, but just invest your money in things that are a little bit better made.